Bro, that's a perfect answer. Holy shit. Thank you a lot. Yeah. Like, really appreciate that. So, you just keep maximizing one and then minimum for the rest. Like, bro, that's...
Oh, let me tell you one more thing.
Yeah, so, okay.
Let me drop some more game. So, you've just done that. This one's just been improved. Fantastic. This got to a really good level. I got to, you know, 3.5 million subscribers or whatever level it got to. Okay, that's sweet. Now I'm starting to actually feel like shit because I've actually lost a little bit of muscle whilst I've been focusing on this. And, you know, that's whatever it is. What you need to do, the secret of success is literally just to think of what's the constraints. That's it. You've been told to focus on your strength. Actually, that's bull. You've been told to, you know, work on your strength. No, it's not. Doesn't matter. Because if one thing of this is constraining you right now, leveling up something else is going to make your life worse. What I mean, for example, is let's say the goal, it was never in our lives to just hit one single goal, was it? The goal was simply the overlapping goal of live the best life, right? So that's generally like what we'd probably all of us would say. We weren't born here to simply just get YouTube subscribers or to just spend time with our family. It's like our goal is simply just have the best, highest life quality possible. What you need to figure out is what is the current thing that's stopping you from that right now? Is it, for example, this, like the million subscribers? Let's say for me, is the reason why my life's not as good as it could be because I'm at 2 million subs and not 3.5? Probably not, right? So maybe it's not so smart that this would be the focus. So what could it be? For a time, it was actually love. It was that I was anxious. Every single relationship that I would get into, and it was always toxic and stuff, that's what was constraining my life quality. So it's like, imagine it as like, let me see if I can draw something for you. Imagine it. Like this. This is a ladder, right? Like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm using like... Yeah. So this is a ladder. And it can just keep going up. Now imagine... I wish I could just draw with my hand, bro. This is how a lot of people's lives look. And actually, wait. This is how a lot of people's lives look. They've leveled. This is a ladder, right? So how far can you go up this ladder? To here, right? After that, there's nowhere else. Like, you can't, even though there's the two sides of the ladder, there's not another, like, rung for you to step on. So you can get to level 3. That's it. Most people, what they'll be doing, they'll see this. This is what their life is. And they'll just keep putting on more of the ladder here. It's not doing anything. This is why your life's not getting better when you're still like focused on muscle, bro. It's not helping. You're like, you can bench 100 kg now. It's like, oh, well, you know, what's the point? You're still at number 3. So how about you go figure out what is the third rung there? Why isn't it here? Because when you actually level that one up, suddenly you just go up the next 2 steps like that. This is exactly what it was for me. You need to figure out what the constraint is. For me, this like one in the middle. If I just show you like this. This is how it looked like for me. I thought that this thing in the middle, the one that I was focused on, was the audience size. I was just constantly trying to get more subscribers, more subscribers, more subscribers. It's almost idiotic when you look at it because this was my subscriber, like this big one here, my subscriber count. That was not the constraint. I had 2 million subscribers. That was not the constraint. The constraint of my business was how I was monetizing and the psychology behind, like, you know, what I believed was right about making money. I thought like making money was like a wrong thing because of the amount of like 14-year-olds who called me like a scammer or something for like having the product, right? So my belief was there. That's why I stopped. And as soon as that got updated, bro, I hate this fucking story. As soon as that got updated, suddenly all of these started filling up. So what you need to do with what we're talking about here, you need to figure out first get down the essential few things in your life, and don't just copy mine. Really be honest with yourself and ask yourself, okay, what is just a few things that actually mean like everything to me? And if I, like, for example, look, you don't see friends here, do you? Now, that might seem sad, but the thing is, I can't add another thing to my plate, and family means more to me than friends. To be honest, I'm absolutely fine without, like, many friends. I've got, like, a few guys that I'll speak to quite consistently online. I've got a few people I'll speak to. You know, it's fine. But the thing is, I would rather turn my family into friends than start with new friends. It's not there. How cool would it be if I told you, oh, yeah, your friends are here, too, and I've got this other thing. I didn't, like... Do you know what I mean? Genuinely, this is what my life is like. Now, you might say that's that sad. No, I need friends. Okay, so put it into your list. But what are you going to sacrifice for that? Maybe it'll be family. Maybe it'll be work. Maybe it'll be fitness. But in general, I don't know how many you can have. Maybe it's different for all of us. Maybe it should just be three or two.